Well, I think they do a great job. First of all, they're a great coaching staff. They've got a great leader in Coach Belichick. You know, Tom Brady and him go way back, whatever it's been, 15 years. So it's they have a very, very large playbook. And I think what they do is they try to see what you do and try to see what your weaknesses are and try to attack them, you know, just like everybody else does in this league. So no different than what we face week in and week out. And this is a really good football team. We have a really good football team. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us. When you listen to a couple of his words the other night after their game, what I heard him say was that, you know, between him and the quarterback, they said they have a very special football team in terms of the people. And I think when you look at our football team, I feel the same way about our football team. So I think what they're going over there in terms of the closeness that they have that's helped them produce at a high level is the same thing that Coach Quinn has created here that has allowed us to produce at a high level. So I think it's going to be a great game.
Can you talk about the versatility of having a Deion at linebacker and then a bigger guy like Campbell and how you can match up just with about anything you can see?
Well, I think what happens when, you know, our football team from a year ago, we struggled a little bit, you know, covering the tight end position, and I think we've addressed that issue. We don't have, like, one guy that can do it. We have several players that can do it in terms of enough size, enough speed, enough length. Like, you know, for an example, they've got a really good tight end that's about 6'6" and can run, is a good athlete. And we have several people that we feel that can match up on some people like that, which is kind of been our whole year thing. So we've upgraded ourselves athletically and with more speed on the defensive side of the ball, which we'll continue in the years to come. From that standpoint, the speed and the size is very helpful for you. And I think, you know, Campbell has the length and the speed, and Niels can cover. We've got a couple other guys that are, you know, covers corners that are big people that can also do those kind of things if we needed it.
Coach, which areas have you seen Jalen
Collins?
Collins and...
Well, Jalen Collins, I hopefully if you've met him, I really have been very impressed with him. He's a young guy that came in here. He had some injuries when he came here out of college. He's had some off-the-field issues that he's addressed and he's taken care of, and I like that he came in with Trufant missing and just has performed at a high level. I like his swagger that he has. He's very confident. If you look at him last week, you know, he got beat on one route but comes back. He doesn't stick his head between his legs. He comes back and competes, and that's the thing I like about the most about him is I like his competitiveness. He has the size and the length and the speed that we look for at the position, and I think he's got a bright future. We'll only get better and better week in and week out.
Coach, what's allowed Vic Beasley to go from where he was last year to what he's doing this year?
Well, I think it's hard work. First of all, I think he's put a lot of time and effort into it. I think also what happens is when you have Dwight Freeney coming in, who's a seasoned veteran that really has a very, very good understanding of how to study and understands that part of the game, having him on the opposite side so they can't just slide to one individual, I think also helps. And I think there's also a maturity level. When you look at a lot of the players in the league at all the positions, you know, I was fortunate enough to coach Von Miller his rookie year, and he was a very good football player, rookie of the year. But for an example, his second year, he got even better. And every year you get better and better, you know, if you can't stay the same. And I think what happened, he made a really big leap, and I'm very proud of him. And hopefully he can continue to improve and play better in this next game and then carry it over to next season. But he's worked very, very hard, and like I said, with Freeney being on the opposite side of him, I think has also helped.
The moment you had to talk to him about it, his confidence level dropped that because he wasn't getting the big numbers he thought he might come.
I don't think that. I think what happens in when you're dealing with the media week in and week out, I know I got asked every week about, you know, Vic Beasley, why, you know, he only has 4 sacks. But when you take a look at the first-round draft picks at that position in the National Football League last year, there was nobody that had more than 4 sacks. So it became a Vic Beasley issue. I think I got tired of answering the questions, and I think he did too. And I'm just happy that he was able to get some production out of it this year because he's a very talented athlete. He's got the quickness. He's got the speed, quickness, and length that you look for in the position. And he has created havoc. I think he's has a great awareness of where the ball is. He had the one, you know, sack caused fumble touchdown play that he had. Last week he had a pass breakup coming off the outside edge. So, like I said, I think he's got a bright future, and I'm really happy on his performance. Also, to go back to a year ago, he did have a shoulder issue that he came out of college with. He was able to play with it, okay? And maybe that had an effect on him. Maybe it didn't. But I think year in and year out, you start eating better at this level. You start working out better than you did in college. And I think, like I said, I think he's got a bright future, can get better than what he is.
He gets to face the quarterback and see the ball throughout the play. Do you expect him to be able to reach and knock it loose? Is that one of the
The whole key thing in this game, when you look at the Patriots and look at our team and look at the turnover ratio, okay, we're pretty even, okay? So the team we're getting ready to face takes care of the ball, and the team they're getting ready to face takes care of the ball. And it's, I think the key matchup will be getting the ball. And anytime you rush the passer, that's all we talk about is the ball, you know. And anytime, that's all we do on defense. And that's every team talks that way. So I think I don't care if you're coming off the front side, the back side, all those rushers have ball awareness.
Coach, you just talked about Jalen. When Desmond first went down, what were your initial thoughts about that one? And what was your message?
Well, True's a really good football player, you know what I mean? He made the Pro Bowl, and he's really quick and twitchy, you know what I mean? It's got great speed, cover skills. And when anytime you lose a player, I don't care if it's a starter or a backup, any of your players, you're very disappointed, you know what I mean? And what happens, it's the next man stands up, and it's been Dan's message throughout the whole year. We never batted an eye, and if you look at all the positions, you know, he went down, Claiborne's been down, okay, Ishmael's been down. We've had a number of injuries. Well, that's part of the game. That's part of the National Football League, and it's the next man steps up. And I think our coaches, starting with our head coach and our position coaches, that we don't make a big deal of it. We go to the next man up, and you've been coaching him as hard as you've been coaching the other guys. It's not like all of a sudden a guy goes down and now you have to start coaching up the backup. No, that's our coaches have spent a tremendous amount of hours and time with these players, starting in OTA days all the way up to now, and hours and hours of work and talking about fundamentals. And so it was the next man up mentality, and that's how we've been, and it's carried over in all the positions.
Coach, what is this game going to be like for you, taking it back to where things started for your career as well? Did you get a chance to share in any of the moments after the championship game on Sunday with Bruce Matthews?
Well, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, Bruce is a great man. He was a great football player, great human being, and I was really happy after the game. I saw him on the sidelines, and it does mean a lot. You know, I started my career back in 1988 there in Houston. I know a lot of the media there, John McClain, you know, and a couple of those guys have called me, and I try to stay away from them until we have to do the media day because we've been preparing. But it's going to be nice. I know Mr. McNair, I was there with him. He treated me extremely well the time I was there with him with the Texans. So we do have a lot of friends. My wife is from Houston, so, you know, she's going back home. And so from that standpoint, she's trying to find out how she can go see her people and eat dinner with them while I work. So it's going to be nice, you know what I mean, to see some of the old friends and go back. And the main thing is having an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl again, because the last time I was there, Dan Quinn beat me. So it was disappointing. So it's hopefully the turnout's much different this time.
Coach,